I move around a lot when I'm nervous, and I was just sitting there all nervous and stuff. So I said, let me just get up here and go. And I did this yesterday, but I think I walked around a little bit more. But to give you a little bit of background information, Pastor Sam was part of the reason I got to Korea. My brother invited me here last year in May, and I had been searching and searching and searching for a church because when I was in college, I kind of drifted away. And so I decided to move to a whole other state and start my life over again. Well, my brother invited me to Korea, and he's like, the first day, he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go hang out with my pastor. And I'm just like, hang out with a pastor? Whatever. But... But Pastor Sam being that type of pastor to always, you know, be on my level, even though I'm a sinner and I haven't strayed away, but to actually be a friend to me and be, instead of being a pastor, when I look at pastors from previous churches where I grew up, it was always, they were looked at as high, you know, and hanging out, you know. Yeah, you can talk to them about your problems a little bit, but it's like you have to really, really, really look at them with respect, even though I do respect Pastor Sam. But ever hanging out with them, no, I could never see it. So, but that was an encouragement. Sorry. That was an encouragement for me because I'm like, wow, you know, I can feel comfortable with him. And through that, coming to JSEM and seeing how, you know, he pastored and how the interaction was with everyone, I decided that God was calling me back to Korea. And instead of going to school like I was supposed to, I came to Korea. And Pastor Sam has just been a blessing ever since. He continuously prays for me. And I've never, you know, other than my parents, you know, really experienced people who just continuously always praying for me. I'm just like, don't you guys ever get tired of that? But he always shows his love, and he's always supportive, even when I'm down. And I know I have to go to small group, and my kids at school just made me upset. And I don't want to smile. I just want to live in my misery. I get there, and he always says an encouraging word, or he's always smiling. You can't help but to catch that joy that he has. And I just want to thank you, and I'm going to miss you so much, but I know it's not goodbye. I know that God has a plan for you, and that how you've worked in my life, you'll continue to work in others who live like me. So I just thank you, and I love you, and I'm going to miss you, and I'm not going to cry, so I'm just sad. All right, bye.